There's an auction scheduled for Monday in Paris, and it's got a lot of people riled up here in the U.S. That's because of what's on the auction block, a collection of Native American sacred objects and artifacts. Such a sale would be illegal in the United States. Native tribal leaders are trying to stop the French auction, but they haven't succeeded so far. We reached out to Bambi Krause to find out more. She's president of the National Association for Tribal Historic Preservation Officers in Washington.
The sale of these important cultural objects goes against our entire way of life and way of thinking about being native in today's global worldview. They're not just art pieces, rather they're cultural objects that were made for a specific culture and were not to be shared with the outside world. Many were stolen from native communities. Many were sold, as in being sold under duress, because there was a lot of fighting over resources when Western expansion was coming up against Native people in the world. I know from my own personal history as a Tlingit Indian in Southeast Alaska that they were being forced to change their way of life, and they were being starved to death. And they had very little in which they could actually do to preserve their culture, because the burden was being put on them to give away and sign off on their land resources and hunting sites, and it was either eat or, you know, become less of an active member of their culture. So I know that's a long explanation, but these objects have a very long story behind them, each one of them.
Tell us about one of them. I know there's a ceremonial shield that belongs to the Acama Pueblo.
It was important to them as a ceremonial piece and was for their community only. It was made for their use, and it should have no value outside of that community. And that's one of the questions that I've been trying to answer, is what makes these items valuable? So if that's just rawhide and paint, why is that valuable to someone who wants to collect it for its beauty versus what its value is to that community? Not only the shield, but the rawhide shirt with the human hair. There are ceremonial stones that are also being auctioned off. Quite a variety, and it's respective of each individual Native culture. Interestingly, there are even, in addition to these sacred objects, there are human remains that this auction is going to be selling on Monday, including a shrunken head and a foot.
That's extraordinary. I mean,
from 100 years ago.
That's selling human remains.
Yeah. Most of us thought that practice had stopped a long time ago.
It probably would not help a tribe like the Acama Pueblo to buy these items back, but is that a possibility, to buy them back and just take them off the market?
Even if they decide to use some of their, you know, fairly new income that they have, it's not a sustainable practice. I think the bigger goal would be to educate the collectors, and I think that the tribal voice is what people are hearing more and more in the past several years, and that's encouraging because for, you know, many years, we have been seen as a vanished or conquered people, and yet they're living cultures, and the objects such as the Pueblo Shield is a living item, and we're trying to reunite these communities again.
Bambi Krause, what would give you satisfaction at this point, having all of these ceremonial pieces returned to the United States, to their rightful tribes?
Well, there's the short-term goal on Monday to at least stop some of these objects. And, you know, some tribes have been contacting me saying that, you know, there are other objects in it that haven't even been discussed that are important to my community. So just starting a dialogue in terms of getting some of these objects off the market immediately, and then a longer experience, it changes the behavior of how people look at these objects and how Native cultures living today are, you know, unique and are truly an American story that nobody else has. And I just wish that there was more understanding of, you know, where we're coming from and our experience.
Bambi Krause, president of the National Association for Tribal Historic Preservation Officers, thank you very much.
Thank you very much, and I appreciate your work.